Terms and conditions apply.
The Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours. Today, Wednesday, the 30th of July, 2025. The headlines. Socialist Party questions President Hichilema's silence on FIC report findings. The Zambia Institute of Architects warns a proposed land bill could undermine property rights. And Russian missile hits Ukrainian training unit, killing and wounding servicemen.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
It's currently 20 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon, and now the news in detail. The opposition Socialist Party has challenged President Hagainde Hichilema to publicly explain the 6.1 billion kwacha flagged as suspicious transactions involving senior public officials in the 2024 Financial Intelligence Center Trends Report. Speaking during the Socialist Hour program, Socialist Party leader Dr. Fred Membe has questioned the president's continued silence on the matter, raising concerns over lack of accountability for the financial irregularities highlighted in the report. Dr. Membe has alleged that the president's silence may be due to the fact that the revelations in the FIC report cannot be attributed to the previous administration, a narrative the UPND has frequently used in the past.
He's so eager to say something if it can be linked to his political opponents. But because it can't be blamed on the PF now, he can't talk about the PF in connection with this report, he's quiet. And it's very clear, there's no other leadership sector that is involved in this other than the UPND leadership part. And who is at the helm of that leadership? It's Hakainde himself. If there's corruption in this regime, and those who are corrupt are not being dealt with, the back stops at who? It stops at Hichilema himself. Let him, Hichilema, come clean on this. Come and explain what has been found by the FIC report.
Meanwhile, Socialist Party General Secretary Dr. Cosmas Musumali said the ruling UPND came into power with a promise of zero tolerance for corruption, yet the recent developments suggest otherwise.
We are dealing with a failed project. It's a failed government. This is a government that came on the ticket of zero tolerance towards corruption. But today, the figures, the trends indicate that it's the most corrupt government that we've ever had in Zambia. And there's a sentence or some wording that Zambia should pay attention to, that public sector officials are the ones that are organizing sophisticated criminal schemes. So you are not talking about random corruption. You are not talking about individuals that are corrupt and each one of them going ahead trying to destroy the Zambian future. You are talking of well-organized criminal schemes.
The Zambia Institute of Architects has expressed concern over the proposed Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill No. 13 of 2025, particularly the clause that would empower the Chief Registrar to unilaterally cancel certificates of title. The Institute believes that this provision poses a significant threat to the integrity of Zambia's established land administration system. In a submission to the Parliamentary Committee on Lands and Natural Resources, Institute President Musunka Silungwe has emphasized that granting such powers to a single authority undermines fundamental property rights. According to Mr. Silungwe, this could erode public confidence in land ownership, discourage economic investment, and disrupt social stability.
Translate, simply put, that even grandmothers in the village and grandfathers and cousins in the village, whether having title or no title, are no longer secure tenure of their land. This also jeopardizes investment, both private and public, because any individual with power and influence is now able to apply pressure and put an application for a title deed to be cancelled, and knowing how powerful and well-resourced some of these individuals, both local and foreign, can be, this generally puts the entire Zambia at risk.
Meanwhile, Agricultural Institute of Zambia President Professor Kavuanga Yambayamba has urged the government to ensure that the proposed amendment safeguards against unintended consequences that could disrupt agricultural productivity and livelihoods.
secure land tenure is the foundation of sustainable agricultural investment, especially for small and medium-scale farmers. The proposed amendment must safeguard against unintended consequences could disrupt agricultural productivity and livelihood. While we support the cancellation of fraudulent or illegal titles, we urge the government to ensure that the process is transparent, consultative, and subject to independent oversight to prevent abuse of authority.
In more news this afternoon, the Minister of Fisheries and Livestock, through the Department of Veterinary Services, has distributed a total of over 2 million animal vaccine doses across disease-prone regions as part of the 2025 National Livestock Vaccination Program. According to Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Benny Munyama, the vaccines target animal diseases of national economic importance, which include 1.2 million doses of foot and mouth disease, 670,000 doses of contagious bovine pleuropneumonia, pneumonia, and 81,000 doses of anthrax. He said this vaccination initiative is part of the UPND administration's broader efforts to strengthen animal disease prevention and control mechanisms, ultimately aiming to enhance livestock production and productivity across the country. In a statement, Mr. Munyama said in terms of regional distribution, Southern Province received the largest allocation of FMD vaccines with 823,450 doses, followed by Central Province with 405,000 doses. Western and Eastern Provinces received 50,000 and 10,000 doses respectively. He said the CBPP Western Province received 579,000 doses, Northwestern Province received 58,000, and Northern Province received 23,000, and Muchinga Province was allocated 10,000 doses. Now, the United States Ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez, has expressed concern over the suffering of Zambian citizens linked to certain exploitative practices by Chinese mining companies. Mr. Gonzalez has urged the Chinese government to intervene and assist communities adversely affected by mining activities, especially those impacted by pollution from cyanamators. Speaking during the launch of the News Diggers Media Limited investigative documentary series unveiling a series of scandals in Zambia's mining sector involving some Chinese investors, including disturbing revelations of a sex trafficking syndicate, Mr. Gonzalez said there is a need to uphold human dignity and decent work culture.
And they watch the footage, example after example, Sino Meadows, Longshing, Avocado Mine, so many. My heart breaks for the Zambian.
We apologize for that bad clip. However, Drug Enforcement Commission Director General Nelson Banda has described as alarming the sex trafficking crimes committed by some Chinese nationals, even among themselves. Meanwhile, News Diggers Editor-in-Chief Joseph Mwenda has disclosed that the investigative project took 4 years to complete.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Economics Association of Zambia Vice President Mbanji Milambo has proposed an economic constitution to safeguard development from political interference. He has stressed the need for long-term policy consistency, citing China's sustained strategies as a model. Mr. Milambo has warned that economic growth must exceed 12% of meaningfully address poverty and population pressures. Meanwhile, Center for Policy Dialogue Chairperson Dr. Neo Simutani has emphasized the need to shield development plans from political interference to ensure consistent progress across administrations.
Where are you trying to drive the drugs? Even when government says drugs are there, shortage of tourism.